Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, we're going to read you a little listener email that came in, and then you guys can sound off about it and give us your opinion on what's going on in the world of our listener named Lacey. Oh, little Lacey Pants. So if you ever want to sound off, phone lines are wide open. We love talking to you guys. 303-691-1649. Lacey says, "Hey, JKJ, my boyfriend is still friends with his ex. I've never really cared because she's nice, and she has a boyfriend now, and we actually get along really well, and there's never been drama. But this weekend, we had him over for a barbecue and a couple of cocktails. The conversation somehow turned into old stories from when they dated. At first, harmless, funny, but then they started reminiscing about romantic stuff that they used to do together and making little jokes about their past relationship. She said, it was nothing graphic or gross, but definitely enough to where I was standing there flipping burgers thinking, why am I listening to my boyfriend and his ex giggle about their old makeout memories in the Bahamas?
Oh.
She said the weirdest part was that her boyfriend really didn't seem bothered at all. He was just eating potato salad like it was a normal conversation. And she wrote, okay, I guess. Later, I told my boyfriend it made me a little uncomfortable and honestly felt maybe a little disrespectful. He says, I'm overthinking it. People should just be mature enough to laugh about old relationships without it meaning anything. She says, I don't know, though. Reminiscing with an ex about your romantic history when you're both in new relationships feels wrong to me, maybe? Question mark. So I need to know, what do you guys think? Does reminiscing with an ex about your old sexy time fall under cheating or at least crossing the line? And that's from Lacey, who loves to flip burgers. So if you want to call it this, I have never honestly heard about this type of situation, and it got me thinking. I was like, we should read this on the air. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, is just reminiscing fall under the umbrella of cheating? Kind of a unique thought process behind that, I guess.
There is, yeah.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you on this Monday?
Oh, well, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Good.
Listen, it's not, I don't think it's cheating, but it's very disrespectful. Very disrespectful.
Why?
I mean, it's okay. If they, because, I mean, do you really, it's disrespectful. You have your girlfriend there, and all of a sudden, you're talking about making out with her while you're there flipping burgers.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
But,
you know,
like,
it's okay to reminisce about stuff that was fun, but not stuff that you did intimately. Nobody wants to hear that crap.
Nobody. Exactly.
Yeah, but you have to kind of expect it. If you're still friends with your ex and they're still hanging out, like, stories
they
are going to pop up,
anything
right?
Anything else except for that. They could talk about anything else except for that. There was no reason for them to talk about their intimate time. And if I was her, I'd watch them very carefully.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I was very disrespectful. Very disrespectful.
And the fact that he blew it off,
that's a big red flag.
Yeah, and the fact that, like, they tried to make it seem like it was nothing, I think is, like, I would definitely have my eyes on them both in the future. Like,
gaslighting. That's gaslighting right there.
Absolutely.
And best sense of the word. You know, you're the one with the problem. No, she's not the one with the problem. It was very disrespectful.
Well, and then the alcohol involved,
point of view.
Right? Like, I'm sure they felt like they could keep talking, like, you know, just have
an open
chat.
I mean, that was really, nobody wants to hear about what your boyfriend or girlfriend did with somebody else intimately. That's gross.
Is it gross? You'd be like, oh, I can beat that. I can do better than that.
Well, no, I think it just.
I guess so.
Yeah, it puts people in an awkward position, right?
Some people might be into it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I guess you could have been like right here, right now, to show them. Right? I mean, who knows? You know, but,
remember that one position? Let's show them.
Okay. She puts her hand on the table out there and pushes all the potato salad onto the ground. Said, let's go!
Exactly, baby. You like that position? You haven't seen anything yet.
I call this one
you know.
I call this one the tater salad. Come here, girl.